Welcome to our November 6th mentorship session. I'm glad you're all here and going to want to say hi to everybody watching on the recording. This is our next to last session, so we've got two more sessions to go. And I actually want to just take a moment and open up the space and ground a minute, and then we'll come back together and do some things, okay? So if you're not driving or doing something where you need to keep your eyes open, I would encourage you to close your eyes. Just take a moment to drop in. Take some nice belly breaths. Just allow the day to drop away. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, San Germain, San Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world. Only pure love and pure medicine are welcome in this space. And only what we invite into this space is welcome in this space. Giving thanks for all of our support in the seen and unseen realms, our guides, our guardians, our teachers, our ancestors, invoking the support of these beings that are always with us. Invoking their support for your highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of all. Giving thanks for this beautiful earth, Pachamama. Giving thanks for the changing of the seasons, the changing of the energies. And giving thanks for each of you making time to be together this evening. Bringing your good medicine to this space. And just taking a moment to check in with where are you in your body? No praise or blame, just awareness. Where are you in your body in this moment? And if you'd like to shift your awareness to a different part of your body that feels more grounded, you're welcome to do that. Nice deep breath into your belly. Beautiful. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Sandra, do you have your rattle? I might have you rattle tonight. So, hi everybody, welcome. I'm glad you're here for our next to last session. I've really been enjoying pulling cards. I just did it for fun one time. And what's happened since then is that people are connecting with the cards that they're getting and sharing how it's coming up for them for the rest of the week or how it comes up for them in the session. I think that's pretty neat. So I want to do that again tonight and see how that goes. So I'm going to start with the angel cards, but I want to do the Keepers of the Light again. I have a lot of Oracle cards that I like, but unfortunately with a lot of them, you have to read a whole bunch of information. We don't have time to do that. So I'm going to work with cards that are easier to give you the information. And this is, these are energies I want you to be definitely working with tonight. Once I've pulled cards, I'm going to give you a couple questions. If you don't have pen and paper, you might want to get some pen and paper. Because I'm going to ask you a couple questions that I'm going to want you to sit with during the journey tonight. And then depending on if we have time at the end, maybe we'll have some shares. But we'll see how that goes. We're definitely flowing towards the winter solstice, which is when we have the longest night, and we'll begin heading back towards the light. So we are headed towards the solstice, which, as I've mentioned before, is my New Year's, December 21st. I find it a very powerful time to set intentions and to manifest for the coming year. And not just resolutions, but really setting very potent intentions with ritual. And I'm planning to do something online that will be free or donation-based, probably free, to get us mojoed up for the solstice. I'm going to be offering that in December. I can't decide if I want to do it the night before the solstice and then do some mojo myself on the solstice or do it solstice evening, but definitely want to do a little solstice mojo. So I'll put that out there and let you all know, because as I said, since I'm not doing the mentorship session after this month, I'll be offering different things online. And I feel like the solstice is a great place to start for the coming year of 2020, the last couple months of the decade. Woohoo! So let's start with Jen Wilson, because you're top right. Simplicity, that's your word for tonight. You might want to write these down because you're going to journey with them, okay? And then Jen, you got Lady Venus. I have never pulled that before. That's cool. Lady Venus is downloads and understanding. Y'all know I love some downloads. Truth is being revealed. Deep insights are coming from heaven and the astral realm. Ooh, Lady Venus. Downloads and understanding. I like. Okay, Sandra. Exploration is your angel word. I like. And you have holy amethyst, divine alchemy. Ooh. If you all want, just comment on the page and I'll post the images for you. Move beyond current challenges. Focus on what you desire. Holy amethyst, divine alchemy. Never pulled that card either, so that's cool. Hi, Laura. It's good to see you. I'm glad you're here. Ooh, lady, you got power. Power. I like. Okay, they keep telling me to pull the third from the top, so that's what I'm going to do. I do not know how to say this person's name, but it DJWALKHUL, Dijual Cool. I'm totally not saying that correctly. Dijual Cool, that's my southern accent trying to say an Asian word. Dharma unfolding is what it's about. Dharma unfolding. Remember that you are on a path. Take one step at a time to happiness. So DJWAL is his first name, KHUL. He looks like a monk. So we will assume that he is a monk. Okay, Gina Marie, education. That's perfect after what we've been talking about. You got Bridget, St. Bridget. We were just talking about her the other day, inner strength. And so the next time I see you, I want you to have her hair. I want you to just get a wig like that. No, I'm just kidding. Inner strength. Move back to wholeness. Recognize that you have the power. I like. Okay, Mark Barry. Harmony. That's a good one. That's a good one to work with tonight. And your card is Gaia, Earth Connection, Mama Gaia. And it says, be mindful of the planet. Come back to Earth. Stay grounded. Interesting. Gaia, Earth Connection, stay grounded. Hi, Michelle Fincher. Expectancy. That does not necessarily mean you're having a baby. She's like, I know. Ooh, Lord Shiva, transcendence. Rise up, honor your inner force. Steps are being given. Dance with the universe. That's cool. Lord Shiva, transcendence. Okay, Jess, I'll do yours first. Resilience. I like all these cards. Archangel Michael, trusting heaven. You are safe. Angels stand close. Surrender your concerns and allow a miracle to occur. Archangel Michael. I like. Okay, Bobby. Freedom. Freedom. Like that George Michael song, which I absolutely love. Freedom. The Shekinah. Sacred self. That's cool. Shekinah, in case you want to write that down. Shekinah. Shekinah. Sacred self. Unleash your spirit. Express your gifts. Dance to the sacred rhythm of life. Ooh, I like. Judy Brown, downtown Judy Brown. I always have to say downtown Judy Brown because I grew up on MTV. Truth, with a capital T and just a little bit of cacao on it, smudge from ceremonies. Oh, the Miriam. This is the one I pulled for me last time. Sacred vision. This is really cool. M-Y-R-I-A-M, sacred vision. Choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all. Remember that love has no boundaries. That's cool. Linda Goldie, in your car. Synthesis. Synthesis, that's a good one. Okay. And you have, ooh, this is Sandra's favorite, Commander Ashtar, because he's a total star being. Call to action, Linda Goldie. Or I can just call you Goldie, right? Take charge. Lead by example. Walk your talk. Commander Ashtar, call to action. That's cool. Jennifer Rambo, humor. Yay. She's like, that's not funny, Bloom. Humor. Ooh, Green Tara. She came up the other day too. I love Tara. Om Tara Tu Tare Tu Re Svaha. Green Tara, supreme protection, Jennifer. You are protected. Cords are being cut. Move beyond limitation, trust. Yeah, that's a good one. She's very pretty too. They're all very pretty. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Svaha. That's her mantra. Well, one of many. Becky Ladybug, purpose. Nice. Yeah, another one I can't say. Kutumi, K-U-T-H-U-M-I, Kutumi, cloak of wisdom. You already know the answer you seek. Trust what you know. Cloak of wisdom. He's cool. I've never seen that card. Laura Thomas, got all my Little Rock peeps. I love it. Honesty. 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 Such a simple word. See, I'm going to sing all the Billy Joel songs now. Diana, focused intention. Nice. Think about what you desire. Set your sights high. Expect the best possible outcome. Diana, focused intention. So you'll want to work with her tonight for shizzle. Rowan Bailey. Oops, I pulled two by accident. So I'll give them both to you, I guess. Peace came up first. And since you like, apparently you like a backup card, openness. Accidentally pulled, grab two. And your card is White Eagle, ancestor spirit. Never pulled that one either. I like it. Connect to your lineage. A family wound or pattern can be healed now. Interesting about after what we were talking about on Sunday. White Eagle, ancestor spirit. Okay. MB. It's Megan, right? Okay. Birth. Nice. Again, doesn't mean you're having a baby. We know this. Birth, and you got... What is up with these names that I cannot say? Serapis Bay, S-E-R-A-P-I-S-B-E-Y. Serapis Bay, he looks Egyptian to me. And it's ascension. Ascension, I can say, that's very cool. Move into your true self, rise above the darkness, the light is here. Cool. Did I do one for you, Gina Marie? Okay, cool. Let's see. Tamara, I don't know if you can see this since your video is not on, but hopefully you can hear me. Faith is your card. And your other card is Mahavatar Babaji. Mahavatar. Did I say that right? Mahavatar Babaji. Soul expansion. Your consciousness is expanding. You understand the connections between all things. Well, then we need to talk to you, Tamara, because you understand the connection. Soul expansion. That's cool. Okay, Dahlia, I think you can hear me. Clarity. That's a good one. And your other card is, oh, it rhymes. You have clarity and charity. I love that. Prayer and contemplation. I think Sandra got this last time. Connect with heaven. Ask and you shall receive. Charity, prayer and contemplation. That's beautiful. Let's pull cards for whoever watches the recording. So this will be the for the folks who watch the recording. You get expansiveness. We like. And for the recording folks, another word I can't say. Sanat Kumara. Light activation. Share your light. Your internal guidance is coming through loud and clear. Sanat Kumara, light activation. So that's for people watching the recording. So if any of you want that, you have to go back and watch the recording. No, I'm just kidding. And I'll pull one for me just to be silly. Ooh, risk. Yeah, that's happening. And I'm not even being facetious. And I got Mary Magdalene. Nice. Teacher awakens. You have something important to share. Follow the inner call. Don't let anything stop you. Well, I will take it. And here's what's interesting too. So whenever we have ceremony on the weekends, I have a dear sister who will hold space and she makes prayer offerings on behalf of me and on behalf of the groups. She'll often do it on behalf of the mentorship as well, because she loves to do that. She gives flower offerings a lot. And she told me recently some of the things that she always sees around me when she does these prayers. And I don't know if you can tell in the card, there's those white lilies. She said she always sees white lilies like coming up my spine and stuff, and asked me if I had a connection to Lily, which I do. But then I Googled it to find out it's actually connected with Mary Magdalene and some other things. So I just found that interesting that she told me that a couple days ago, and this is coming up. So no surprise there. There's no accidents. So those are some energies for you to work with this evening and in the coming week. Oh, and let me show you for those who are interested. I don't know if you can see this. The deck is Keepers of the Light. You can see that? It's a really neat oracle deck, Keepers of the Light. And then the angel cards that we pull that have the words, that's a local artist who lives here in Asheville. So that's pretty neat. They're just called angel cards. So that's pretty simple. So yay. And if any of you want those, me to put a photo on the group, just let me know. So that was fun. I like to see what everybody gets, and definitely see how that comes up for you tonight and how that comes up for you, especially over the next few days. I find that from your shares that it definitely does come up and make itself available to you, especially over the next 2 to 3 days after we do this. So that's pretty neat. And I love to hear how it does come up for you if you want to share that in the group. That's awesome. So what I'd like to do tonight is want to be, again, as we've been talking about, I think it was the last session we did the personal mission statement. I don't know how many of you actually worked with that and did that, but I was going to flesh mine out, and I went and was working on my website and realized my personal mission statement is actually on my website, and I didn't even realize it because I don't call it that on my website. But it really is what I'm here to do. And it's important that it was on my website. And so I looked over that and realized it still resonates and it shares how I want to walk in the world. And that helps me focus how I want to feel in the world, how I want to be in the world when the world doesn't make any sense. What's my soul mission? What's my soul calling? And you get to choose that in as much as you also find yourself in karmic or Dharma experiences, simple version. Don't tell any Buddhists I said this because this is way too simplified, but karmic would be the connections that aren't always very easy. Dharma connections would be the ones that are usually easier and have more grace and ease. If you really get along with somebody, that's called Dharma. If you meet someone and you just, you know, that generally is karmic. Again, very simplified, but what I'd like to do, having worked with that soul mission and this idea of what is your focus in life, how do you want to feel, how do you want to walk in the world, finding your Dharma, clearing your karma, right? And what I'd like to do this session as a follow-up is really be sitting with a couple questions that I'm going to have you write down right now. The first question is, as you don't have to write down this part. I'm going to preface it a minute. Everybody went like this, and then Bloom's going to keep talking. Ha ha, you know I do that all the time. We're moving, as I said, towards the solstice, and I'd like for you to be sitting with what you will be manifesting, what ritual or ceremony that you will be using to set intentions for yourself at the solstice. I hope that each of you will do this at the solstice or around the solstice, day before or day after. I really hope that you will, because I can't come to your house and do it with you, so I hope you will do it. And what I'd like for you to be sitting with is between now and solstice of next year, how do you want to feel at the solstice next year? How do you want to feel? That's the first question. And the reason I ask how do you want to feel is very much based on a lot of the stuff that many of you are interested in, the Abraham Hicks and all of these teachers that talk about vibration and moving vibration and creating in your life through vibration. You can walk around saying, I want, and all the things. But if your vibration is not in alignment with that, it can be really challenging to actually bring that into the third dimension out of thought into actually tangibly seeing that manifested. So for me, the best way to get to where I want to be or manifest what I want to manifest is to get into the feeling of it, because then it really does shift things to start bringing it around. Now, does it always show up exactly as I had envisioned? No. Often it shows up better. Sometimes it shows up sooner than I expected. And sometimes it takes a little bit more than a year. And sometimes I go back and shift it a little bit, because if it didn't manifest yet, usually a year later, I'll recognize, oh, right, I didn't really get into alignment with that because it's not in alignment for me, really. And so I like to work with finding how it feels. How will it feel to be there in a year, wherever there is for you? What does that feel like? Because once you can feel it, you can start to remember it, because it's already happened. It's already happened, right? So that's your first question. How do I want to feel in solstice of next year? How do I want to feel in a year? Second question that I wanted you to take into the journey tonight is, what is an archetype or a totem or a teacher in the realms that can help me get there? And you may not know, you may know immediately what you want to work with over, you know, overarching umbrella support for the next year. You may have no idea. It might be an animal totem that it's really time to fully embody. It might be an archetype. It might be a teacher or guardian in the seen or unseen realms. It might even be a plant teacher. But really something that is not going to just be with you the next couple weeks, but really a solstice energy that will be with you for the full year. Even if you forget, you'll have it written down and you'll come back around and see how that has worked with you for a full year. Because what I find is that many people will work with, like, we'll come on here and you'll get a totem or something will connect with you and then it's forgotten about. Or it, you hang out with it for a couple of weeks and then it's forgotten about. And I'd really like for you to sit with tonight, how do you want to feel in a year, and what's going to help you get there as far as support from the realms? Who or what in the realms is going to be behind you, holding you through this process to get you there? And when we journey tonight, as you connect with those two questions, I encourage you to connect with yourself a year from now. It's solstice of next year. And talk to him or her after you've figured out what you want, how you want to feel, who's going to help you get there, how do you want your life to look a year from now. Then go talk to yourself in the future and see what they have to say about it. Because they tend to know a little bit more than we do, because, you know, they're in the future as we perceive it. So that's what I would encourage doing in the journey tonight. Because when we have our closing session in a couple weeks, I'd like to really just bookend all of this to prepare us for the solstice. And if you'd like, we can talk about some ways to honor the solstice that are very specific if you're not sure how you want to do it. I can tell you what I do, and then you can do whatever feels good for you. But really, you all know it's about intention. It really is simply about being willing to show up and hold space for yourself and for your vision for the next year. And when you're in this journey and you find out who or what wants to work with you and support you and have your back for the next year, really ask them for clarity on what you can live into for the next year. Ask them for clarity. Bring in all the things you want to embody and then ask them for clarity on how to really fully embody that and to get there. I will reiterate that every time I've done this around the solstice, so much of it, I'll write everything down and I'll keep it on my mesa. And a year later, I keep it under a candle, by the way. I have a candle and then a holder, and then underneath the holder, so it doesn't get the paper hot, is my solstice, are my solstice prayers, my solstice intentions, my ritual, all of that. So every time that candle is lit, that's activated underneath it. So I'm activating it all year long, every time I put a candle over top of it. And when I pick those up, which I will do, I have them in here in my healing room. For those of you who've come and sat here, you just don't see it because it's underneath the candle holder. And I'll pick those up in a few weeks in December and look to see what's been going on since last year. And it's really amazing how much stuff I forget that happened. I forget that I wrote it down and then I go, oh my gosh, that totally happened. And to me, that's a reminder that we don't have to cling to it. We don't have to do. Of course, you need to show up. You know, I don't just set these intentions, do these rituals, and then sit around and eat bonbons, right? Although that sounds fun sometimes. I do things, but I don't have to hustle. I just align. You know, I find that alignment so it's not stressful, it's not hustling, it's really living into it. A felt sense, lived experience of it now is going to help you have that actual lived experience a year from now. So that's what I'd like to do tonight. Sandra, I might have you rattle a little bit if that's okay, but I'll try to do that closer to the end. Maybe I'll start with the Shakalpa so you can do a little mojo, okay? So you can talk to your guides first, okay? And then I might give you a little time to rattle. All right. So let's go ahead and get comfy for the journey. I'm glad I saw your message, Tamara. I'm glad you're here, even though your camera doesn't work. It's totally fine to turn off your camera, but I'm not watching you while we do this. Trust me, it's distracting. So I don't watch you all. I focus on what we're doing. So just taking a minute to get comfortable. And again, some nice deep breaths. It's a great way to get started. And of course, you're welcome to take your angel card and your guide that came up through the Ascended Masters card into your journey with you. So just taking some nice breaths into your belly as you get comfortable wherever you are, seated or lying down. And if you're able to close your eyes, you can close your eyes. If you can't close your eyes, you can still link in and ask questions and maybe journal a little bit about what you get. So finding your portal door, making your way through that portal into your sacred space. And connecting with your guides, the guides that you're used to working with, your healing team and your support in the realms. And just taking some time to connect with them. Feel free to ask them if they have some gifts that will support you at this time on your journey. Just take some time to link in with them and connect. Getting comfortable in your space. and letting your guides know what your questions are. How do I want to feel 1 year from now, solstice of 2020? How do I want to feel? How do I want my life to feel? How do I want it to look? And who is going to support me over the next year to really fully living into that, truly, truly living into it, tangibly manifesting? And just let your guides share with you, take you on a journey, however they'd like to do that. Take a nice deep breath. Just taking your time to find a place of completion for your journey for now. Whenever you're ready, making your way back through your portal door and closing it behind you. But take your time to find completion before you do that. I'm going to drink a little water if you have some. Thank you for rattling, Sandra. So I'd like to connect in with folks and just see how that was for you. Here's some shares from people. I was checking in on you all, but I was also doing a little checking in for myself so I could join along and ask some similar questions, you know, ask the same questions with you. So I'm not just asking you to do it. So give me one of these if you're open to. I'm going to come around to everybody. So here, I say if you're open, but here's the thing. I'm going to come around to everybody at some point. And you don't have to share anything personal. You don't have to share anything at all. I just want to check in and see how it went for you. I like to pretend that you have a choice. You always have a choice. I tease. But I tease. You always have a choice. People are laughing at me. So, okay. Jess and Bobby, I can't unmute you. There we go. Nope. Unmute. I can't unmute.
Awesome.
Okay, now you're unmuted. What?
Oh, you can.
No, no, you're good. You're good. Don't touch anything.
That was really. Okay.
It's working now.
That was great. It helped to tie some kind of loose ends together for goals for over the next year for myself and just for like large scale and small scale. It was really helpful.
Awesome. Did you get some idea of where the support's going to come from in the realms? And you really don't have to share who it is if you want to hold it close to your heart. Just want to see if you found some of that.
I do want to hold it close, but I found that it was guides that I've been working with for a long time that were like, we've got this. You
know? Nice. Awesome. What about you, Bobby?
So I've been hoping to, you know, find some new guides to work with. So the Shekinah actually is going to be my support to help get to my goal, which is I want to feel good and I want to feel gifted. And it seemed like the perfect fit for me to help to get to that feeling. So through the sit tonight, I asked for some gifts to help me feel that way, and large duffel bags of blue balls were thrown at me. I didn't know what to think of it, but towards the end of it, they went and dispersed around the land, and maybe they're little balls of freedom or good feelings that you just find periodically throughout life, maybe. I'm not sure. So that was a good one.
That's awesome, man. I love that. It does remind me of the Pleiadians. I'll just put that on your radar. They love blue. So it doesn't have to be them, but just saying. And I might have said it wrong earlier. I think it's pronounced Shekinah. Okay, Shekinah. I think I said it wrong before. Shekinah. Yeah. I love that you're going to check into that and see about getting that support. And I like that you shared how you want to feel too, because that really, I feel like it really, when I was checking with how I want to feel, I went underneath that and realized what I really wanted. And it wasn't necessarily the things that are going to be on my list. You know, although these, so I really appreciate you sharing that. That's cool.
Sure.
Awesome. You might have to mute yourself.
No worries. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Jess, can you mute yourself? Because I, there we go. You're muted. How about you, Michelle Fincher? How was that for you?
I think it was a little bit difficult. I'm in a hotel, so I had a little bit hard time, had a little bit hard time. But I think maybe the main takeaway is that I have been in survival mode, and I have had one particular kind of animal that's shown up a lot, and I feel like that took me through survival mode, and now it's time to go to thrive mode. And
I love it.
The a big boa constrictor showed up to smooth the way, you know. So that was good. And some citrine showed up to show me how to, you know, shine brighter. So that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, thanks for trying. Even though you're in a hotel, I totally get kind of navigating all the energies around you. But I also really think it's great insight that you recognized the energies that had supported you through a certain time, and that was great. And now it needs to be something different. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
That's awesome. How about you, Mark?
It was super appropriate that you pulled the Gaia card for me, because that's like the biggest influence in my life and my spiritual path. And I feel really connected to Mama Gaia. And my journey was more of just a deep, really meditative trance, and there wasn't a lot of activity or specificity going on, but I just felt really connected to Gaia and to just her support, and she's got my back, and lots of exciting things ahead this year, I think.
Cool. Thank you for sharing.
Sure.
Jennifer Rambo, can you unmute yourself? There we go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep working. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep. How was that for you?
There's been a lot coming up for change, and I've been thinking a lot about my limiting beliefs. And so the Green Tara card really makes sense for what is coming now. So, you know, she is gonna help me through the next year in extracting the things that need to be extracted so that I can continue to integrate and move forward. And Metatron was the card that you pulled for me last session, and he's got me covered too. So, you know, I've got my old team and my new team members that are just perfect for where I am and what my future is looking like right now.
Oh, so, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels really good.
Yeah. Checking to see who's going to help you out this year, this season, definitely can be some of the old team, and it could be all old team. I was just curious. I thought that'd be neat to look into. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Thanks.
How about you, Miss Goldie? Linda Goldie.
Hey, am I muted?
Nope. You're unmuted.
Okay. Well, I wanted to feel more in my power with gentle strength. And so I have got two new animals, Whale, which I was trying to work with Whale, and it kept showing up as a cartoon character. But recently it's been getting more and more defined because I think I needed a soul retrieval or something. And so it started filling me up with like white light. and I was just some weird, like a little bit of bandaging going on. Mm-hmm. And then there's this, I took this workshop, was like the middle world. Like I've never gone to the middle world and I really need help like at work sometimes. And so Tiger, I haven't never had Tiger. Tiger came and kind of sat behind me and kind of put some red in my heart and held this crystal ball, and my head and my heart met in the ball. Nice. And we could just kind of look out on the world and get, you know, perspectives of the heart and the mind.
Awesome.
Felt good.
Yeah, sounds like it felt good.
Felt supportive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, yeah, I've had a hard time lately, so it felt good.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, thanks so much for sharing and for showing up in your car.
I know, I can never get home and from work in time.
Oh, I love
the
it.
Traffic.
Oh, it's great. I appreciate it. Let's see. Can't unmute you, Ladybug. I'm going to try Laura. I can't unmute anybody, so I need some help from the host. Okay, Laura, you're unmuted. Laura.
I was just going to say that my dog's kind of kept me from engaging fully, but I am going to work with the archangels that I'm already working with. I also had a tiger show up recently, and it was confirmed through an actual picture that I found in my mother's house. And I also, you know, I bought that carnelian at the rock store when we were there, and a friend of mine, anyway, long story, but he confirmed it too. So that, and I'm really excited about the Diana card. I think I need a powerful woman in my mix.
She's a good one.
Yes, yes. So I'm excited about that.
In other stories or in other cultures, she's also known as connected with Artemis. So I dig her a lot.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. How about you, Ladybug? You might need it. There we go. You might need to unmute yourself, Ladybug. Thanks.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, I am at work. Let me try and do my video so you can see me. I saw horse, and I've had possum around a lot in the past week or so. And the card that you pulled for me, purpose, I definitely need, want to find my purpose. That is the knowing that I want, the feeling for next year to know what my purpose is. Mm-hmm. And it's within. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm still working with it. Cards have been really on point, and that Sanat Kumara, whatever that you pulled for the
people watching the recording?
Yes, you pulled that for me at retreat. So I've been working with that too. So it's all trying to find the light to know where I am. So yeah, working on it.
That's awesome. Working. Thank you.
So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Okay. Back to work.
Okay. How about you, Miss Judy?
Well, I've been a lot of changes happening in my life, and for the good. I'm still trying to discern all of it because there was just a lot of things going on in my journey that kind of fit with signs and synchronicities going that I see, and like the two cards you just pulled, Truth and Sacred Vision, the owl and the hawk showed up, and it's interesting that they're birds and the gifts of wisdom and protection. And it was just a good feeling of knowing there's a lot of support as I'm beginning to receive a lot of clarity in my life as to which direction the changes need to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so, and that's all that affirmation, everything you wanted us to write, and it's kind of all kind of coming together because I'm just trying to still discern what all's going on. So,
but yeah, that's great. It all does start to kind of fit together like puzzle pieces, and then you start to see the bigger picture.
And then the light bulb just all of a sudden is like, oh, that aha moment's like, that's it, you know.
Right, right. Awesome. But it sounds like it is coming together. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
How about you, Jen Wilson?
Am I muted?
No, you are unmuted.
Okay. It was good, although I was a little distracted by critters running around. Looking at where I want to be next year, I've got a long way to go. But recently I've been working with Joan of Arc, which was a card that was pulled a couple of sessions ago. And made me realize that I've kept my heart very armored for a while. And I think Lady Venus and Michael came in to let me know that I need to kind of get rid of that armor a little bit. And that might actually help me get where I need to go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We'll see.
It is. You don't have to think it's beautiful, but we feel it. We can feel the beauty of your heart. Yeah. And also you get to take your time with that and just be gentle with yourself. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. Gina Marie, you want to unmute yourself and share? Unmute yourself. Speak your truth. How was it for you?
It was good. It was good. It took, it was fun because most of the time it's light when I go in my journeys and it was dark and all the stars are out. So that was really cool. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. And it felt good because I was really trying to find the feeling. And at first I just kind of had like this list in my head. And so so it was basically my guides and I did some soul retrieval from times when I felt the way that I want, like going from the list, going to spots where I felt, where I actually felt that. And that was nice. That was nice. Cause then I felt like I could really embody it. And then similar to what you said, kind of go underneath and then find some things that I really want that sometimes I don't say that I want, you know, cause they're for whatever reason. So yeah, it was really, it was good. And I had a couple team members that I haven't worked with in a while show up. They've been kind of, and then a newer one that's been kind of hanging on the edge, probably because I've been keeping it on the edge. And so that was like, as soon as I got in there, it was like, whoo, I was like, okay. So
nice. Good. Subtle. They're always real subtle.
Yeah, it was real subtle.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Now I got to
How about you, Sandra?
It was very interesting. I loved the Holy Amethyst card that you pulled. And I think that's going to be one of my guides I'm going to work with. And what was so interesting is that the guides that I usually work with are show up as light, just sort of like, but in this journey, they were full blown. They were the Starship Enterprise type. They had just stepped off the Starship and shown up. So it was like, since you pulled the Commander Ashtar card, even though it wasn't for me, it totally made my Starship family come show up. So that was really kind of fun to have them, you know, there embodied instead of just balls of light. And yeah, I felt the feelings, I felt very strong. And as far as, you know, I felt like, because I basically told them, hang out here, I'll be back tomorrow because we have some more work to do together.
Yeah, we only have a limited amount of time tonight. So yeah, there's, you can definitely do a lot more exploration with this. Everybody can.
Yeah. But the amethyst was really interesting. Holy amethyst, and the message from that was just rang really true. So thank you.
Awesome. Oh, right. Perfect. Thank you. Hey, Tamara, are you there? You want to share?
Yep, I'm here. Oh my gosh, I've been undistracted this entire time until now it's my turn. Wow, there was a whole thing going on, and I was really cool. Like, I didn't see the connection to the card at first, but I was just looking at it again. And, like, throughout my journey, I was just able to, like, see all the patterns. And, you know, I've been working with my psychic abilities and sort of not only just being able to perceive things, but also being able to handle.
Handle, you went out. Can anybody else, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Handle all, like, any information that I'm receiving. Like, it's not overwhelming. It's, I'm able to just funnel everything through. And the same thing applying to, like, all the aspects of my life. Like, I was invoking in tobacco ceremony, just sort of having it all together. That's how I really want to feel at the end of next year.
Wow.
Awesome. A really cool, like, crystal spirit guide come through is pretty neat.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, thanks for doing that. I know you got kids at home, and thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
How about you, Dahlia? Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Do you want to share a little bit?
Yeah. I also feel like it was just a start for me. I feel like I want to delve into that a whole lot more. I'm also still trying to make sense of it. I realized there were a lot of flowers, and I don't really think I've had that before. typically it's just been animals and people coming in as my guides. And, so that was interesting. And I found myself first thinking all the things I wanted to feel in a year, and then started opening up to, I guess, things that I hope to happen. But it was interesting in trying to connect to my future self and just seeing that I feel there are some blockages, and I'm still trying to sort that out. Mm-hmm. And also some things that I think I want, maybe I don't actually want, or I think I should. So yeah, I've got a lot to, I want to do that more for sure.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. It does sound like you're bringing up some good things to get some insight around, and that's what it's all about. That's awesome. Thank you. How about you, Laura? Did you want to share anything?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it was great. I had like a two-prong sort of experience. Like, by next year, you know, I'm hoping to feel really energized kind of creatively and owning that and allowing myself to consider myself an artist, you know, that whole imposter syndrome and all that stuff. But also physically, I've had some medical stuff. I'm having surgery in January, which I should be feeling much better. So I'm hoping by next year that I'm looking for that sort of energizing. And it was great that I got that power card. Yeah. But Spider came in huge, like terrified of Spider always. But so I want to work with Spider over the year. And then this weird wavy light woman showed up that I was like, I don't know who you are, and I don't know if I want to work with you. So I kind of rode around on Spider for a while, but then she came back and she said, I am your spirit. So I fused with that and felt all tingly, and that was nice. So
I love it. And I love that you're open to working with something that you've been afraid of, because that is always where we have power.
Yeah.
Always, across the board, any totem. So I love that you're open to doing that. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks.
That's cool. Rowan, can you unmute yourself? I think you're the last one. I'm looking at my screen here.
Can you hear me?
Yep. I think I got everybody. The boxes move around, so sometimes
I know.
I've got everybody.
As people talk. That was really powerful. You mentioned when you pulled that white eagle card, what we talked about this past weekend, which was a lot of lineage stuff. It was around my parents, blah, blah, blah. I won't go into detail, but there's a lot of healing to be done there. And so when I went in and I worked with these questions about how do I desire to feel at the winter solstice 2020 and what teacher is there for me, the eagle, like I've never even thought about it. Like, you know me, I'm just gonna like spin off of Laura's thing. I'm terrified of birds, always been terrified of birds. And then, so I'm always calling in the four-leggeds. I was like, no, what four-legged wants to work with me? And the next year, where's the puma? Where's the tiger? I can get outside of the canine world. I can. And it was all about the winged ones, which my river, when she crossed the bridge 6 weeks ago, my wolf dog, like she said, I'm a bird of prey and so are you. Let's do this. And so she didn't say it quite like that, but it was pretty much like that. And so what came to me was eagle, hawk, owl, like eagle, hawk, owl. That's all I could get. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. You know, let's do it. And I did the same thing. It was the layers when it was, what do I desire to feel? Like I kept coming up with the words, like Gina Marie, you said it. It's like, I have this list of words. And I was like, oh, abundant, oh, fulfilled, all these words. And then what it came down to was what I really desire to feel is seen and loved, and to be seen is to be loved, and to be loved is to be seen. Mm-hmm. So that's my true desire.
Yeah. So. That's beautiful. I love that you tracked that. Was that a mic drop? That was nice. no, I love that you tracked that like that, because it, of course we want all those other things on our list, and we want some of those feelings too. And when you track it, what's underneath that to how you really want to feel, how you really want your whole body to feel, your vibration to be, what you're receiving, what's going out, then it often does come down to, I want to feel connected, or I want to feel loved and appreciated, and I want to feel compassionate, or whatever it is. And it we can really distill it down to what we, usually what your little girl or little boy self is still wanting, still, even though we thought we'd done that, you know? So just layers, just uncovering layers, you know? So I really appreciate all your shares. I feel that I learn a lot when I listen to other people, and I hope everybody else here got some ideas and insight for yourself. So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. This has been fun, and I've really enjoyed having this focus as we head towards the solstice for the sessions and watching them build on each other. So, Gina Marie, if you just want to unmute yourself. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.